right now.
Yeah. Great song, Sean. Nice choice to start this morning.
Thank you. That's a dedication to our Red Sox.
Whatever happened to B.O.B. Wiggy? Dropped right off the map.
Yeah, he's a one-hitter. One-hitter quitter.
You would think
he had magic. That song popped off a little bit.
Not really.
Which one was that?
There was no pop in that.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty poppy.
No, there was no pop.
Yeah, it was that one.
Yes.
Yeah, casual pop. $221 million on Spotify.
You gotta have like in hip hop, man. You gotta have a catchy hook. Mm-hmm. You gotta have a catchy hook and multiple catchy hooks.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a catchy hook around here, and it is the weather forecast. And we should open up the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis, please. Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Cloudy right now, but much cooler than yesterday afternoon high. Cloudy in 77. Air quality issues continue, but shouldn't be as bad today, according to the forecast. Worse in Connecticut and other New England states.
Okay, you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month if you go to windowworldofboston.com. Shyam, let's get leads going right now, please.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That is the Romantics and what I like about you.
Well done today, Greg.
One of the most well-known claps in a rock and roll song of all time.
Would you be able to Mount Rushmore the most noticeable claps in music?
I don't know if what else? That's the one that stands out to
me. Is it Hey Nicky or Hey?
Hey Mickey.
Hey Mickey, you're so fine.
Is there a clap in that?
I thought there was a clap in that.
Pronounced clap in that.
What about Layla?
I don't think there's one in Layla.
Eric. What's his name?
Eric Clapton.
Thank you.
Clapton.
Curtis, I would say, I know you're going to address it during your lead, but watching the Birmingham series with Tom Brady, the Premier and Champion League and League One, whatever, the cheering that they do for when at the end of the game of the match for the fans is a little bit annoying after you've seen it 1,000 times.
They do that in all sporting events like Wimbledon. That's just this in concerts, like when they'll do this like odd. I don't have any clue what the origin of that is, but it looks so weird.
So they cheer for the fans.
Yeah, but
I kind of like that. They appreciate you coming out to see them.
I don't think they really mean it. Like,
Like the stick tap at the end of the Carolina win?
Yes, it is. It's like the stick tap, but they go around and they do like a clapping thing for the fans, and
It's a respect thing.
Meanwhile, in the crowd, people are literally eating each other.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. My lead today is I'm very thankful lead, and we should all be thankful as well, because yesterday the Cleveland Browns signed former Pro Bowl quarterback Tyler Huntley to their roster. They now have a selection of quarterbacks that include the likes of Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and Tyler Huntley. And you know what they say, Greg? If you have 5 quarterbacks, you have 0 quarterbacks. So I just I thank my lucky stars that you actually drafted a guy that you have some hope in and some belief in, and some more than others. And the Cleveland Browns straight up stink. Like, this is going to be quite possibly one of the historically worst teams we will have seen in the NFL probably since the turn of the century. Like, this team is going to be so bad. It's going to be really fun.
What would you guess the Sanders family did with the Shedeur draft room? Like, did they turn that into some kind of a game room or an alternate kitchen downstairs? Or
how many kids do they have?
I think there's several.
Yeah, so they'll keep it for the next.
They're going to keep it for the next one.
Yeah. And they have two girls. Either has one girl or two girls.
I'm not looking to excuse Shedeur, because he certainly didn't act appropriate in many of those pre-draft meetings. But do you think maybe his mind was elsewhere if his dad was really sick?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, maybe he wasn't as engaged in the pre-draft interview. Not excuse. I mean, I don't know how they all went. I don't think, you know, whatever. But mm-hmm. it would seem like a mitigating circumstance.
Well, he's been fine in Cleveland. I mean, he's been the
model. Outside of the quote-unquote shoulder soreness.
No. But I'm saying he's been the model citizen. He's been a guy that,
aside from the 100.
He drives at an excessive speed sometimes.
Yeah.
But he hasn't complained about his reps or anything.
But to Curtis's point, when all those reports started coming out, that could have been the time that Deion was getting diagnosed. And they didn't know what the future held. And so, yeah, if you're, how old is Shador? 18?
He's like 23. Yeah,
okay, whatever. You're in that age bracket. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, your mind, it probably is elsewhere if you're worried about your dad.
Yeah, I mean, I just think with the Shador, like the whole draft thing, we kind of know how that went. It was like, for whatever reason, you know, maybe it was just the NFL and the fact that they didn't want to have to deal with what they thought was going to be, you know, bigger than the team attitude, and, you know, maybe the father situations. All right, is Deion going to be this like shadow looming over our shoulder? I mean, as far as what he's done in Cleveland, he is, you know, I'm just talking about like on the field and, you know, being humble and just grateful for the opportunity. I think, you know, he's gone the right direction in that way.
Yeah.
You know, now, I mean.
Oh, they're going to carry 12 quarterbacks.
They got to, if it, I mean, obviously, they're putting their.
They're going to have a different quarterback for every game they play.
They have 12 quarterbacks, but they can't find a single massage therapist. Yeah.
They're putting their money.
Both reps that he got, he's really, he's been, Wiggy wants to, you know, he's been unbelievable, both those reps.
Well, I mean, they're putting their money on Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. Like, if you drafted Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, and the reports out of Cleveland about Dylan Gabriel that he's really struggling, I guess it's like, all right, Joe Flacco is the veteran, but
who could have predicted a 5'10", weighs basically nothing, lefty quarterback was going to struggle in the NFL?
It's just weird that, like, the, you know, where they are directionally. I mean, how confident do you feel with Flacco as your quarterback? Myles Garrett just signs a new deal. Don't you think you just lean on one of the rookies and see which one can, you know, sink or swim? Because if not, aren't you right back in the quarterback market next year?
Yeah. But if they brought in a guy I'm about to talk about, wouldn't they be potentially, you know, a bubble playoff team?
Oh, well, let's hear the guy you're about to
Tom
talk
Tom Brady. Don't you think he'd be the best quarterback on that team today?
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Yeah, he'd be like a top 10 quarterback in football.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And
so, Greg, I thanks to a note from you yesterday, I engaged on the Amazon docuseries about the Birmingham Football Club. And I'm watching exactly what Tom's father worried about, which is I'm not worried about when he's playing. I'm really scared about what his life is like when football's over. The timing, speaking of the timing of Shador and his dad, the beginning of the docuseries is 2023, November, his first fall without football in the States. And we all remember there was some chaos with his family. And he is, there's no other way to put it, he's just an a-hole to certain people on this show. Like, he's walking into rooms. Remember when the Patriots used to have celebratory locker room videos?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you'd see the players. And then in, like, the right corner, it was, like, Les Moonves, John Kerry, and one of Bob Kraft's buddies. And you could see the players, like, who are these guys? Like, get them out of here. Let's enjoy our locker room. Tom walks in, and he literally doesn't know anything about soccer, which is fine. He shouldn't have to know anything about soccer. But he's, like, explaining to Wayne Rooney, who was the big star in Man United, who was a guy they hired and then fired. And it's like, Wayne Rooney's like, just saying that he thinks they have a good group of guys, they're trying hard. And Tom's like, F you, basically.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think Wayne Rooney, he didn't seem to enjoy his interaction with Tom Brady at all.
But like this is what he's in 60 different ventures right now because he's trying to replicate that feeling where his whole life was consumed with this one thing for 30 years. And now it's just awkward. He walks into a pub and he's on camera and he's explaining how he wants them to have it done and over as soon as possible, when the purpose of this documentary, I would presume, is to ingratiate himself with the fans of the soccer team.
Yeah, it doesn't come off. I don't think he's, I don't know that it captures who he is, because I don't think he's an a-hole, but it comes off like when he, and also they're going to that pub, Curtis, and he's wearing like a, you know, $12,000 jacket or something. Right. And the fans are in there in their Birmingham blue shirts. And
he had more security than Trump walking in there.
Well, he saw how much success Ryan Reynolds got and all of that. And so he's probably trying to do the same thing. Was that the same clip, Curtis, that I showed you on Friday where he's like in a meeting and Wayne Rooney is up there talking and then Brady's like interjecting and he finally says, do you want to get up here and talk to them? That's all I saw, that one clip, and I said, damn, Brady's like not holding back.
Well, it's probably hard for him to be like, because isn't he like the owner of the team or something?
Minority
like
owner,
So it's probably hard for him to.
But it's soccer.
Yeah, right, why isn't he putting this energy into the Raiders?
Well, he was. Did you see him out on the field?
He did this before the Raiders. So, correct, Curtis, timing-wise?
He was in pursuit of the Raiders, but it was by no means a done deal. Yeah, right. This is November 23rd.
But haven't you seen him all over Raiders training camp? He's out there. He's got holding bags. He's doing like...
I think he walks into a locker room in the NFL, and immediately everybody is quiet and can't wait to hear what he says. But it's weird with these, you know, these Premier League or whatever league they're in now. Those guys are, they're just not that interested. I mean, I think they think it's cool to meet him.
But he thinks that, you know, oh, it's a sport. I was the greatest at my sport, even though it's a different sport. Let me give you insight on how things should go, even though it's, you know, different football than what. With what you guys are playing, he still is at the level of the competitiveness where he's one of those owners that wants to be hands-on, even though he doesn't know much about the sport.
Yeah, also, go ahead.
Well, it gives Lindsay the ick when he crosses his legs.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
No offense. She said, don't say that on the radio because Curtis is going to be offended. I like when Curtis does it, but when Tom Brady does it on the show, it gives her the ick.
Right. Well, the other ick that I have is like he's talking to people and it happens in radio, like people leave and then they like talk extensively about the old career they had instead of just moving forward. Like he's like talking to Wayne Rooney about how when he arrived at the football stadium, it was dark out. And then at 4:30, it was dark out. Yeah. And he's like, nothing in life mattered unless you're winning. And there's a reason why Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, these guys that are the GOATs or GOAT adjacent, struggle in coaching. It's because what's inherent in them is foreign to 99.9% of the world. Like, Wiggy's very competitive. And he is 1% of 1% of 1% getting to the NFL, winning a Super Bowl. But in the football world, Tom Brady is above all of those insanely competitive people.
Yeah.
And to find that in others and just be part of a sport you have no clue about, Tom Brady, the player, would laugh out loud at Tom Brady, the owner.
Well, they went in there and almost immediately blew out their coach. Mm-hmm. And then they went on like a 7-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm. Then they got relegated.
And then they got relegated. All and right. So it hasn't, they haven't been that successful yet, but we'll see what happens. We will see. All right, Curtis, excellent lead this morning from you. We are going to get to a lead from Courtney, a lead from Wiggy, and a lead from me coming up next on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.